James chapter 5, beginning in verse 1. These are the words of the Lord. Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver are corroded, and their corrosion will be a witness against you, and will eat your flesh like fire. You have heaped up treasure in the last days. Indeed, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, cry out. And the cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. You have lived on the earth in pleasure and luxury. You have fattened your hearts as in a day of slaughter. You have condemned, you have murdered the just. He does not resist you. Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. But above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no, no, lest you fall into judgment. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let him pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he'll be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was not a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. And those are God's words. To conclude the letter of James, this last chapter, he declares through verse 6, of the rich who are oppressors of the poor, not just generally the rich, but the rich who are oppressors of the poor, that they will come under the punishments and judgments of the Lord. Their time on earth will seem great with many fleshly pleasures, but it will end in eternal punishment. And then through verse 11, he calls on the faithful to be patient under suffering. Even suffering under the rich, so those who are in the church may be poor, and you may suffer under them, but he calls you to be patient. Patient under that suffering, knowing that not only is the Lord the judge, and he'll bring about justice at the right time, but many blessings will come about to those who endure, just like in the case of Job. You remember Job had many things, and then he suffered in the sovereign plan of God, and then he was, by trusting the Lord, he was blessed all the more after that suffering was over. He instructs in verse 12 concerning oaths we heard this morning. Verse 13 directs us how to live and act in times of suffering and joy, as well as praying for the sick and the elders also, how they are to act, anointing with oil and praying with faith through verse 15. And then through verse 18, we're called to confess our sins to one another, something we don't do very often, to confess our sins to one another, to thus pray then for one another so that we'd be healed of our trespasses and sins. And as this chapter, a good part of it has to do with prayer and faith. We're taught, it says in the scripture here, the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and goes on and shows that he prayed. And he prayed fervently, and when he prayed in faith, which is important, he prayed in faith, knowing that God was able to do it if it was his will. His prayers were answered. And then finally, we're directed to call those who stray away from God and away from the truth back, to come back to Christ, to come back to the gospel, to come back to the truth and the ways of the Lord. And so there are many in this chapter and in the book, many individual directions we have from the Lord for our good and for the good of the church. And so may the Lord fill us with His Spirit and enable us to obey Him in these many directions. It's probably good at times to come back to the book of James and read them again and meditate upon them. There's many here. And so may God do so for His glory and for our good. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we give You praise that You're a God who loves to hear our prayers. You don't need to hear our prayers. Now, You're the sovereign God who's decreed all things to happen just so. But part of Your sovereign plan and Your decrees are our praying, our prayers. And that's how Your will comes about in Your sovereign plan, even through our prayers and the prayers that are in faith. You do not desire doubting prayers in which we doubt whether You will answer or not. You desire the man and woman and child's prayers that are believing that You are able and willing because You love us to answer according to Your will. And so, Father, we ask that You would cause us to love Your word so that we might pray according to Your will, and that You would answer all our prayers at the right time. In this, give us patience. We hear that we need patience even in our suffering and struggles in this life, or circumstances, whether it be in body or in our souls or in our minds, or even attacks from the world, even dealing with the wickedness of the world. May You work in us joy in our sufferings, because we know that from sufferings will come many blessings. But also, give us patience. Patience to endure well, like Job did, and many prophets who have gone before us, who preached Your word, and yet many did not hear. Many rebelled against Your word. And that too was a suffering for them, and ask that You would give us a patient heart like them, knowing that You're a God who brings about Your plan at the right time. Father, we also ask that You would help us to confess our sins one to another, especially in our homes, with our spouse and with our children and parents. But Father, even with our friends and congregation, so that we might pray for one another, that we would not judge one another because of the sins we commit, but rather pray for one another, that we would be built up through that community that we have, that communion we have with one another, so that we might be built up in our communion and grow in communion with Jesus Christ. And Father, we ask that You would, of those who go astray, who go into false teaching, false belief, and go into the way of the world, we ask that You would give us gracious hearts, merciful hearts, the hearts that are willing to speak the truth in gentleness and love, and call the sinner back to You. We see, we've heard many of those like Chuck and Dave and Kendall who have gone out into the community and talk to people who are in the church. Lots of people that say they're part of the church, but they have strayed. So, Father, we ask that You give them the right words, and us, all of us here, to speak to them that you would bless us through that ministry of calling sinners to repentance. Father, we do ask that you would provide Jeff and his family, Jeff Yelton and his family, a home soon. We found out today that the contract he signed for renting a house at the end of the month when his lease is up, that contract was taken away. And so, Father, we ask that you would provide a place for him to stay and rent, if possible, by the end of the month, that you would do a gracious work and provide for him and his family. We ask that you would be with Carla also. We forgot to pray this morning for that you would heal her body and strengthen her. And you would be with the baby in the womb of Arian, and you would grant him your strength, but also salvation in the soul. We know ordinarily it is through the hearing of the word. We ask that you would bring him to a knowledge of the truth at an early time so that he would not know one day apart from you. And you would grant to him strength and a love for your word. And you do so in all of our children. Even those who have gone out from us and rebelled against you, rejected you, we ask that you would call them back to yourself. Show them their error. Show them their pitiful state and how they're on their way to judgment and death forever. Unless they come and believe and embrace Jesus Christ for their life, Father, send your Holy Spirit. Only you can do this. You are the one who builds the church. We ask that you would build this congregation and thus build the church. You would provide more families for us. You would grant to us salvation, sanctification in our hearts, cleanse us of our sin, and turn us from the evil way and temptation. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, and grant to us the bread of life today as we hear your word. Give us that meat that we need to feed upon. That is your revealed truth. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.